Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Everybody better watch out today because there is a transformation in progress.
Really?
A transformation, you say?
Yes, that is correct. A person who you know one way has decided that they are going to make the transformation. Did you realize this, Monica?
No.
You know, you're going to be in the midst of a superstar over here because it's the K92 Morning Thang. Zach Jackson, Monica Brooks, and then he'll be undergoing his own transformation as Antoine Terrell decides to become some sort of famous boxer. Jumping rope and punching meat and every other thing. He's not a man anymore. He's a machine.
He's Creed.
Yeah.
He's Creed.
That's exactly in my head who I am.
Running. I mean, if you want to, I know someone that could. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't want professional help with this.
I know an actual boxer that would love
because I want to be able to stop whenever I want
to. No, but that's the key. You got to keep going.
Because you have to keep going. Gonna fly now.
Because
yeah.
I said
fly.
Because, you know, I want to start like jump roping like daily as part of like a cardio workout. And the only thing I could ever think of are boxers that like jump rope as part. Like that's the only workout you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of jumping rope. And then they do a lot of hitting that thing that kind of looks like a giant testicle.
Yes.
And it goes back.
Oh, I want to be able to do that too.
Speed bag.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get hit back. So that's why I'm going to do it by myself.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to actually be a boxer. I couldn't handle being hit. But I want to pretend. So like I'm going to get that speed bag and I'll put like different faces on it.
But that's if you have a trainer, they'll teach you how to block.
Mm-mm.
So you won't really have a risk of
he
being.
He says, no, I just want to be a poser. That's all it is. I'm going to run the stairs from my basement to my main level. No one else will see me. I will not punch a gigantic frozen cow in a meat locker.
No.
But I might punch a flank steak. That's about it.
Yeah, nothing like else. A beat a steak, like to grind it out to make sure it's all
cube
tender
steak.
And stuff.
All right. That's all steak. It is. Antoine makes the bold announcement yesterday. Will you judge me if I start jumping rope? I would say, I think it's safe to assume in the history of talking, anytime someone starts a sentence with, will you guys judge me if, there's judging to be had by the end of this conversation.
I won't judge you.
Because I'm going to come in like, hey guys, guess what I did yesterday? Like I jumped rope for like 20 minutes. And I'm going to expect support,
now,
not judgment.
I will judge you if you do jump rope while in the boxing shorts. And topless without the shorts. So you're jump rope with the boxing shorts.
That's so he's going to be 1984 Creed. Gotcha.
That's what I was supposed to jump rope in. What are you talking about? Yeah. So that the sweat can glisten down and stuff. I got to be like that.
Look at you like Carl Weathers running on the beach and everything. Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. I jump rope.
Do you really?
Yeah, we jump rope at the gym.
Yeah.
And little known fact, Monica Brooks is one of the most fraudulent poser jump ropers in the history of jumping rope.
There's air rope. Jump rope.
She jumps without a rope.
Yes,
wait a minute.
She won't use a rope.
I don't use
rope.
A rope
jumping.
It's hopping.
It's hopping, is what it is.
If you move your arms, you are air roping.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
you're
you
not.
Are. If you're hopping with your arms in the swinging motion, you are air roping.
Okay.
And therefore, that is jump
roping. Fine. You know what? If I put one hand out like this in sort of a cupping motion,
yes.
And I put the other, my fingers up at the top, and I move them up and down, and I move my mouth like this. Yeah. I am not a professional trumpet player. Okay? There's no trumpet
I'm
here.
I'm not a professional roper.
Nor
roper.
Are you any roper. Kind of roper. You ain't no roper.
But I am. What does Wonder Woman do when she jump ropes?
She uses her lasso.
No, she has an invisible rope.
She has an invisible jet.
So she's claiming she has an invisible jump rope is what
does.
It is. I know.
And who out there air ropes?
Part of jump roping is getting that timing down, getting that rhythm with an actual rope.
And here's how she's the biggest fraud when it comes to this, because I've seen her at the gym. So it will do these things. All right, you have to jump rope for 60 seconds. I'm like, okay. Jump rope. If you have an actual rope, like a normal person would, occasionally you mess up.
You mess up, yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. So you have to stop and reset yourself
exactly.
And whatever. Monica does that with the air rope
exactly.
Also.
Because sometimes you have to pause
wait a
and
minute.
Adjust your
wait.
Rope. I have to adjust my hands. I'm like, my hands got too little.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You stop. You readjust when you don't
second.
Even have a
half
rope.
A
that is
then
correct.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What?
I broke my leg jump roping, so I don't really deal with jump ropes like that.
Oh my.
But you, yeah. She stopped. Even though she has no rope, she acts like she does and goes through the actual motions of, oh, sorry, I missed that one. Hang on, let me reset.
But is that not right, official air roping?
Oh my.
That is air jump roping.
Wow.
I'm telling you, if you told me if that was part of the Ted Bundy tapes, I'd believe it. Just
wow.
And Ted would pretend to have his own jump
rope. You can start
it
right today. You can start jump roping today, air roping today.
I'm not worried about you guys judging me anymore because that's where all the judgment lies.
Pretty much where it always ends up around here.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
It's kind of a workout for Kelton.
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 Okay.
Never met a Kelton.
Yes, Kelton, what are you doing? He decided to ask his friend from high school, Faith, on a date. Now, Faith says this was so random because she hadn't heard from Kelton in years. Okay. But then with the high school together, she's like, okay, he wants to take me out on a date to, you know, to dinner.
All right, I guess she was single and
yeah.
Hadn't really, no one had come a-knocking for a okay. while to Faith.
Right, right.
She's like, all right, Kelton.
And with social media and all, she's probably like, okay, well, I get it. He's following me on social media.
Sure.
Well, he shows up at her house without a car.
Without
okay,
a car.
Okay, so she's okay. like, well, he's been dropped off. I guess he Ubered over. I don't know.
All right, just knocked on the door.
Yeah, knocked on the door. So she was like, okay, well, we can take my car for this date. That's fine. Well, they go to the gas station. He's driving. He's like, hey, can you just hop out? Give me a cigar real quick because I need a cigar for this date.
Okay.
And she says, whatever, let's get a cigar.
All right.
She hops out. She's in the gas station paying for the cigar. Kelton drives off in
Kelton
her car.
He just leaves.
He disappears. Where did Kelton go? She's waiting there. She's just kind of...
And it's her car.
I've brought your date cigar.
I have a cigar.
And my car is missing.
What's going on? Kelton drives over to her god sister's house and asked her out for dinner. So he basically just needed a car for his real date. Kelton stole her car.
Well, that doesn't answer the question, how did he get to her house in the first place?
I know.
Yes.
He got dropped off, but he needed a car to show off, I guess, for his real date.
You know whose fault this is?
Who?
Faith's.
Okay. It's Faith's fault?
This is Faith's fault. Because, clearly, this is not something where Kelton was not the valedictorian. Now he's gone down this road cigar smoking in Carson. Something tells me Kelton was a bit of a screw up in high school also.
Maybe, but yeah. Maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah. So Faith did not do her due diligence on this. She's a strong, powerful woman. You don't need to be saying yes to that dingleberry that you went to high school
with. She probably believed, oh, he has changed and maybe he Ubered over. She was trying to be positive about it.
Haven't seen this guy in years. Sure, I'll go out on a date with him. Okay, fine.
Yeah, let's go on.
Sure, I'll let him drive my car. Why? Don't know.
Well, he doesn't have a car.
Did she even check to see if he had a license? I mean,
probably not because she trusted that they went to high school together.
Faith isn't the smartest.
Hey, get out the car and get me a cigar. Okay, date's going great.
Cigar? Hop out the car.
Faith wasn't a valedictorian either.
No.
Based off of this story.
And furthermore, I think we can all make a blanket statement here that you can't trust the name Kelton.
No, you cannot.
I would not trust the name Kelton immediately.
Is Kelton on the list of Chads and Prestons?
It should be like Kelton or that Kelly mix. Like, what is Kelton? Like, is it with a K? Is it with a... Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
It sounds like Kelton. Some sort of science term that you forgot. From high school.
Like a molecule. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's one of those ones where, well, if we crank this up to 2,000 Keltons, I mean, the chemical reaction is going to be amazing.
So never trust.
You don't want to go on a date with a chemical reaction.
No.
Never trust a Kelton.
It's going to explode.
That's easy. This was easy. And it's only one guy. Oh, so just never trust that guy.
Yep.
Kelton.
Yeah, she did mess up.
She made a lot of mistakes in this one. I'm telling you.
She gets to bless your heart.
This was not a dramatic transformation. Boy, Kelton, I mean, he went to Harvard. And now this?
Wow.
Yeah. That has never happened. Never not once. The K92 Morning Thang is the poser, the fraud, and Zach.
What?
Who am I kidding?
No.
I'm a fraud, too. What? Bunch of posers and frauds. Well, Antoine's a poser because he wants to pretend like he's a boxer.
But I haven't done it yet.
And he doesn't want to do it for real.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
so
no.
He just wants to be a poser.
I don't want to get hit.
Monica's a fraud. Air rope is a thing.
That is fraud.
No,
that
it's not.
Fraudulent.
That's a real... No, it's a real deal. It's just without the actual jump rope.
Again, that is like me air guitaring and then saying, I am in the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it's like saying he's a musician when he air guitars.
If the sound coming out of your mouth sounds that much like a guitar.
That's
like
not.
A guitar.
But it's not air guitaring.
This is air guitaring. This is it. Like, so as far as you know.
If it really sounds like it, then you really are.
I'm playing Born to be Wild right now.
And you're playing it exceptionally. And
fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you, poser. Appreciate it. I'm a poser, too. I mean, we learned yesterday, we were doing a little who am I, because we all had these things about ourselves that Just, they were shocking. Mm-hmm. These were shocking revelations that just, they made no sense. When you thought you knew a person like Monica Brooks, who has been historically terrified of water in all forms, really not even a big fan of a large bathtub, and now we find out she's downright a beach bum.
Afraid of no water.
What?
What
happened?
Well, I got
we talk about it like it's a bad thing. Oh my God, what happened to you? How come you're not afraid of water anymore?
I really was everywhere. I was in the ocean, in the pools, in the hot tub. I was like,
Look at you, little mermaid.
Monica was a beach rat.
I really was.
You've never been that person. You were a sun baby.
Got my tan on.
Look at you.
Mm. Look at you.
I sure did.
Did you put your head under the water? Did you go underneath?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, all right.
She still has black lady hair.
I just want
you know, it's very important to not get that wet. Yep. So now she's sun bum over here.
Yeah.
Then I make a stunning revelation about being in the outdoors, which is shocking, but not shocking. I already have an update.
Oh.
So let me explain. I bought a tent.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Where are you going?
Camping.
Why?
She sounds so supportive. I'm going to a food festival thing, and you got to camp for it.
Okay.
And I've decided this time, instead of mooching, I own a tent now.
You're a tent owner.
I would see you renting like an RV and just sleeping in that.
Thought about it.
Instead of a tent.
They're expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I can just get this tent and maybe I'll use it another time.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
I have an update.
Uh-oh.
Because now, not only do I have a tent.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
But I also have an Airbnb.
Hold on.
What happened?
Hold on.
This is my wife.
What did you do?
She is.
Don't blame it on Jess.
No, I will. What? Because you want to talk about being a poser? She's a poser.
What did she do?
She's always talking a good game about, oh, well, you know, we should camp more and do outdoor things.
Uh-huh.
And nature is my church, and this is where I'm my happiest. And then she always puts it on me. Like, oh, we would do more of it, if not for you, the person who never camps. So I get suckered into buying this tent. Uh-huh. Fine, we'll go to this thing, we'll buy a tent. Well, somebody else I know that is going to this thing has an Airbnb 1 mile away.
Ooh.
And he texts me last night and says, there's an extra bedroom. Do you want to split this Airbnb with me? And I said, well, I'll ask Davy Crockett over here to see, because Jessica Appleseed, nature. I said, so we have an Airbnb. We'll take it. Taken. Yes. So.
Well, when you think about AC and think about a
shower,
a bathroom,
toilet, you know, those.
Maybe she wants to, for you guys, like to ease into like the camp. So maybe use the tent like in your own backyard first.
I guess, because now I got a $300 tent.
You gotta use it now.
Put the tent outside and just, you know, like, okay, so we did camp.
Sleep in it tonight.
We'll have her sleep in it since she's so at one with nature. So that's a proof that she's into camping.
Oh,
trying to make me look like I'm the indoorsy guy. I was prepared to camp.
Yeah.
I had it all figured out. And now here we are.
That went away fast.
Airbnb. Yeah, yeah, wow. Not even a day. I haven't even taken the tent out of the box.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's a good thing.
Like I said, you are who you are. Very simple. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. I had all those old pictures, right?
Yeah.
That is so 3 days ago now.
Okay.
We're over that. We've moved on to the latest trend. You want to get ahead of the curve? You can start doing this. You'll be one of those people that does it first, and then everybody else follows you.
Right.
I've already done this one.
Okay.
And I do not like the results at all.
Oh, I did see.
Oh, I think I saw what
not
you were talking
about,
too. Not a fan. It was hilarious.
Not a fan of my classy picture.
Your classy picture is funny.
It's gross, isn't it?
I thought it was kind of spot on.
Shut up. Yeah, so there's a new one. And what is it called? Air Portraits.
Yeah.
Airportraits.com. So, yes, you upload your picture into airportraits.com.
It
will turn you into a classical painting.
Right.
Yep.
You know, when you look at a picture of Henry VIII from back in the day, where it sort of has that painting look to it. It was your portrait.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to sit for their portrait. So that's what it looks like. And I look like Zachary T. Jackson.
Yes.
Sex offender.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's gross.
Is it Ron Jeremy? a little bit?
No, it's not Ron Jeremy at all. That would be more charming.
You look like somebody just walked in and caught you doing something that you weren't supposed to be doing.
And I look like a person that is incapable of growing a mustache, that is trying to grow a mustache anyway.
It's partially drawn in.
I like it.
Some sort of peach fuzz sadness. It's on my Facebook page right now. Horrible. Yeah. So airportraits.com.
But you have a pleasant face. It's like you walk into a party. This is pleasant.
Yes.
A party that face was not invited to.
Yes.
A pleasant party.
I'm not wearing any undergarments.
Yeah, it's horrible. So if you want to have yours, enjoy mine, because it's gross. I want to go back to being old. Who knew? You would actually say that.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Trends. Everyone tries to say they are not trend. I'm not going to get caught up in these trends. But they're trends. We do get caught up in them. I'm always trying to be the person that's sort of ahead of the curve, and then I can be like, I was doing that before all y'all.
Right?
Now y'all are
I
a
was
bunch
the first.
Of losers. Right. I did airportraits.com. Now the rest of you can't get in.
Can't even get on the website.
Because the website's all jacked up.
That's like what I said. Always love fanny packs. I have always loved fanny packs. They have make a comeback.
You didn't love them before they were popular, though.
Yes, I did.
They've never been popular. They're going to have to be here.
They were popular in the 80s.
Yo, they can't come back until they're actually here, okay?
They are. Ugh. You go to the beach, everyone has a fanny pack.
I've actually seen, like, designer fanny packs.
Uh-huh. They look good, don't they?
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Judged for Your Fashion actually is coming up later in the show at 8:30, and it's inspired by the fact that something that I enjoy, I apparently am now being called... scum for the most part.
Scum for enjoying something.
This and I
your
thought,
style?
Yes. My style is being attacked. Let me see if I can find some quotes that don't fully give it away. Straight white male mediocrity is what this is referred to as.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know. That was very hurtful because I thought I looked good in these things. The Trojan horse of the fashion world. Huh. Sneaking in bro attributes under the cover of gentlemanliness.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what this is.
I'm being told I am no better than a contestant of The Bachelor. That actually even says it in the article. Judge for Your Fashion later. Trying new trends. The top food trends that people have tried recently. Is there one that you've been caught up in? Have you done, for example, kombucha?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
No, I never had.
I heard about bacteria in your brain. And I was like, nope, never mind.
Bacteria in your
brain. Somebody said if you don't do it right, that it could, a flesh-eating parasite to go to your brain.
If you don't make it right. I would encourage you to just buy it in a bottle at the store as opposed to making it.
I don't know. Someone texted in about that, and it's bothered me.
Flesh-eating parasite.
It's like some kind of brain parasite. If you drink
Monica,
the wrong
you can make
batch.
Moonshine in your bathtub, but you can also just go to a liquor store and buy it.
I've heard something like that. So,
yeah. The number one top food trend that people have tried is apple cider vinegar tonics.
Yeah,
that is one where it's good for digestion and stuff like that. Number two, oat milk.
Oh, I have seen it in the store, and
I've seen it, but I've never tried it.
Well, raise your hand if you have oat milk in your refrigerator right now. My hand is up.
Oh, look at you, so Mister.
You enjoy it, though, right?
It's not terrible.
Okay.
I was together with some friends last week and he can't do cow milk.
Uh-huh.
So he's always got some sort of ridiculous almond or whatever milk. And so you have to make things with it. And they've moved on to oat milk.
Yep.
And I thought, oat milk? All right, let me try this. Actually, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I preferred it over regular milk. Veganism.
Yeah.
And orange wine in the top five.
Orange wine.
What is orange wine?
I don't know, but I'll try that. I know. That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, it has orange wine in it.
That's a mimosa.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fancy mimosa.
Does it taste orangey?
I don't know, but let's get it.
Does it taste like wine?
Idea.
I've never seen orange wine before.
Mm-mm.
But I guess orange wine is a thing. Okay. The animal that celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay says is, quote, delicious. But I can't feature it on my menus here in the U.S. I would be taken down is... What? What do you think? It's not dog and cat. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to say...
It's something cute.
I'm going to say...
It is a pet.
I'm going to say hamster.
Close.
A gerbil.
Further
guinea
away.
Pig.
Guinea pig is the correct answer.
But people eat guinea pigs.
They do.
All the time, yeah.
Central America.
Oh, I thought you meant here.
Not yet.
There's a couple countries in Central America where it is the national dish is this roasted guinea pig. And I've seen, what is it, Bizarre Foods, that guy?
Yeah.
I've seen him eat it, and I thought,
is that a little
looks, I mean, it looks like meat. I mean,
yeah, it's meat. That's what it is.
So it looks like chicken thighs, that kind of thing. And Gordon Ramsay says it is delicious, but he would never serve it here because, again, he would be run out of the country. Is it really that great of a pet, though?
No, oh, just sit there.
The guinea pig is one.
No, they burrow, don't they?
They burrow,
don't they?
Is that a qualification of you to have a pet? Well, does it burrow? Well, because that's the only way I'm getting.
I don't know. Said they
it
just
burrows.
Sit there.
They kind of sit.
They're actually doing something.
If it doesn't burrow, it's not a pet. Get out of here.
The K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato,
potato,
potato, potato, potato, potato, potato, potato.
Antoine versus Monica. They go back and forth in a category. 20 seconds. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the category loses. Best of three. We say good morning to Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
Who you want to team up with, Antoine or Monica?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
All right. Alrighty. Courtney, we'll try the Antoine. Hang on. That means Paige, it's you and Monica, okay?
All right.
Fantastic. Now, y'all just sit there and cheer on your people. We'll go back and forth in the categories. 20 seconds, like I said. Whoever's left holding the potato is the loser of the round. Mm-hmm. Best of three. Here we go. Your first category, 20 seconds. Antoine, you were chosen first.
All right.
We'll get to go first. In the category of, this is going to be tough for you, Antoine, because Monica is an expert at this category.
Oh, geez. Gosh. What?
Crimes.
Go.
What?
Extortion.
Stealing.
Look, murder.
Cutting. Well, that's not really. Assault.
Battery.
you are. Dang it, I'm frozen. Drive-by.
Speeding.
Okay. Theft of a car.
Point Antoine.
Okay.
I sucked. I was like.
Yeah, that is a point for Antoine because, yes, you did start that one beforehand, but you had no idea what you were saying.
I know. I was like, I froze up.
Theft.
Wow.
That was a bumpy one for you.
That was very.
Stealing.
You're looking out the window trying to find crimes going on.
You know what this is, Antoine?
What?
She doesn't want to admit to any of the ones she's committed.
She's pleading the fifth.
Right.
I told you, the hat's for the rain.
There would be recordings. So Monica has her hat pulled down like she shoplifted before she got the work.
It was the rain. It's rainy.
Point for Antoine.
Yes.
Okay.
Next category. Here we go. 20 seconds. Monica, you will start back and forth in the category of musical instruments.
Clarinet.
Flute.
Piano.
Snare drum.
Oboe.
A tuba.
French horn.
A xylophone.
Sax.
Guitar.
Trumpet.
Bass drum.
The fish.
The fish, yes. She got you with the fish.
I love band camp.
She did love band camp.
And, I never attended.
Yeah, the fish is a real instrument. You drag it. Yep. Does this whole you can look it up. The fish is an actual musical instrument.
Okay.
Point for Monica.
I had no shot in that one.
The deciding round. When she said fish, I saw a look on your face. He's done. He's done.
No, I'm done.
He's got nothing.
I couldn't remember what else was said.
The Glockenspiel. You forgot the Glockenspiel. What about the slide whistle? Okay. Third and final round. Here we go. It's a bit of a rainy day.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you want to have one of these. The category is, Antoine, you will start with soups.
Black bean.
Tomato.
Chicken noodle.
Broccoli and cheddar.
Cheese.
Spinach.
Mushroom.
Broth.
Beef.
Chicken broth.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
No.
Okay, I'm about to say.
No, I'm sorry. I give you broth once. Don't be going back to the broth well again.
Broth.
Shame
chicken
on you.
Broth.
No. You say broth once. That's the only time.
Shut up, you, Courtney.
I mean, you might as well have said hot water at that point. Shame on you, Monica.
Oh, dang.
That is a point for Antoine.
Okay. Thank you.
That is the game.
Okay.
We forgot all the chicken ands. He does chicken noodle.
Chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice, chicken and stars.
I know, potato soup.
I almost said ramen.
I'd accept ramen.
Yeah.
Mulligatawny. You want to get all fancy? Anyway, congratulations to Courtney. She is the big winner.
Yep. The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
How about paying for a movie, different price based on the movie?
I don't like this already.
So if it's Lion King, they're just gonna cost you a buck.
I don't know anything other than what Zach has already said, and I am not on board because I'm going to get attacked.
Okay, well, the talk is what they would do is charge less for some of the smaller budget movies.
Uh-huh. I want to see that crap.
So you would pay, you know, whatever for Avengers, and then if Goon Flappy comes out or whatever it is, you would pay less for that. That seems like a good idea, right? Because you want to support these other movies.
I don't.
They're lower, but you don't want to support these other movies.
No, I don't. Uh-huh. I don't.
Why not?
Because they're not the ones I want to see. So I got to be charged more to see what I want to see.
Because people want to see the random movie.
They're trying to get people to see these Oscar-worthy movies or whatever. Okay. I don't want that crap.
The good ones? No, you just said, I want to watch Spider-Man.
There's a couple Melissa McCarthy movies that are not movies you want to spend a lot of money on.
It's a $6 movie.
Yeah.
They should go to USA. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you've shut it down.
I know.
Now, the theaters aren't super into it. The studios aren't because they think the cheaper price is going to imply that a movie isn't as good as another one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more suspicious of saying, okay, well, Avengers, you pay the regular price, and then some other movie, you pay a couple bucks less. Mm-hmm. Because what's going to happen instead is the studios are going to say, all movies are $13. Except for Avengers, which is $14, uh-huh. or Lion King Premiere Week, which is $15, or Star Wars uh-huh. blah, 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 which is $16. But hey, costs more to sit in the front row at a concert than it does to sit in the last row, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. See, I think they're going to raise the price like on opening weekend, because that's when everybody mm-hmm. wants to see it.
It's probably.
Like, it's going to be $20 on opening weekend and $16. No, I just...
Good. I hope they do. I hope they take all the money from you. They take it away from you.
Number two
trending, subscription services. I mean, that's the new thing. You want to subscribe to, you want to get Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, and you pay and you get access to all the songs. Or they've tried it in the movie land and it hasn't worked out so well, the movie pass,
right,
which is constantly going in and out of business. Uber is testing out monthly subscriptions. So this would combine Uber Eats, rides, uh-huh. other cities, they have the bikes and the scooters and stuff. You would have access to all of it, and they're selling them as $25 a month. That gets you a fixed discount on every ride. It gets you free delivery on your Uber Eats,
okay,
and free bikes and scooters.
I don't think that's bad.
I don't think that's bad at all.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Hey, if you lived in a bigger city,
it makes sense.
You are always taking Uber. Uh-huh. That one does make total sense to me. So yeah.
Number one,
we are storming everything. It is official. Area 51, which has taken off on Facebook, whatever. 3 million people have clicked that they're going to this thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just to click it doesn't mean anything. But yeah, the Facebook group has spun out of control. The Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. That has become super viral. So much so that now, would you like to meet the guy who started all of it?
Because I've heard about it.
He's also backpedaling, going, look, okay, we can't actually storm Area 51. That was a joke, and none of us want to get shot.
Correct.
So he wants to turn it into some sort of event
now. It started out as just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to make it like a festival of sorts. I want to have a bunch of different music artists, everybody from the EDM world, and then maybe some indie rock, maybe some smaller guys that are up and coming. I've had a lot of people DM the page, say their bands want to play there, which would be super cool.
Yeah.
And the government is standing right there. Well, say this.
I know. Uh-huh. The other problem, too, is because he says, I've had a couple of people DM the page where they say, I'm willing to die for the government. Let's do this.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
No.
It was just a joke.
He
a joke.
Says, and he claims he has had no contact with, say, the FBI, for
example.
Well,
who would say that?
They told him not to.
I had contact with the FBI. Who says that? Yeah. Have you ever heard that?
Well, the FBI was at my house yesterday, and you know how it is. That's not the only thing we're storming anymore. So if you don't want to storm Area 51, 19,000 people have already said they're ready to storm the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, they tried.
Right, because the event says, can't swallow all of us. So if you would like to go to the Bermuda Triangle and get sucked into that, or there are people that want to storm Loch Ness, lake with the Loch Ness monster, because Nessie can't hide from all of us.
Oh, God.
That one's up to 20,000 people as well. I got a great idea. How about we storm vacation? Let's do that.
Let's do that together.
Yep. They can't stop all of us from taking time off from work.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach,
it's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, let me start by saying you're welcome.
You didn't even know you got a gift from me the other day. But you did. Right before and right after we had all these days of 4 billion degree heat, we had 2 days with some unexpected rainstorms that no doubt saved many a lawn from its crusty brown fate of the heat of summer. Yep. And you have me to thank for that, because I watered my lawn each of those days. Yup, checked the forecast, saw the impending doom of hot and dry sadness, and I knew that my only chance to save my grass was to give it a long water. A long, expensive water. And not 10 minutes after I finish, the skies suddenly darken. The wind begins to whip up, almost like a horror movie when all the bad stuff is about to happen. And then the heavens open up and dump a big pile of rain all over the place. And almost as if Mother Nature was trying to rub it in, it happened a few more times. So, you're welcome. I made that happen. Because if I didn't water, oh, forget it. Dry, barren earth. Bank on it. Those storms only happen because I watered and probably one other random person decided to get their car washed. So we sacrificed so the rest of you could have water. So, you're welcome. Okay, moving on, diary. Speaking of the heat, boy, that was a big sweaty pile of awful, wasn't it? I hate this weather for many different reasons. First and foremost, because it's hot and just dumb. Don't want to move. Can't sleep because nobody's AC's keeping up. And it's just sweaty and gross. Also, it gives every annoying person on social media the platform to say, see? Global warming. And while that may or may not be the case, the real point is you have no idea. You ain't taken a science class in 15 years, and you got a B- in that one anyway. So don't act like you have any expertise beyond the one article you skimmed a couple weeks ago that had the word warming in the headline. Trust me, I don't know any better in one direction or the other, but I also know that I don't know. And finally, hot weather brings out my least favorite thing of them all. Pictures of people's thermometers.
Oh. Hey, look, your butt crack already feels as swampy as a steaming pot of beef stew. But I'm going to show you a picture of the temperature right now in case you forgot.
Oh, thank you. I would have had no idea how hot it was had you not shown me that, even though I just watched a squirrel melt in my yard. Is that the best you can do? Can't you be more creative than that? You want to talk about how hot it is? Fine! But it's time to up your game and do it in a more entertaining way. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
I mean, they could take the temp from their butt crack.
That would be more entertaining.
Yeah, I like.
That's creative.
But there may be a picture of the thermometer in their butt crack. I don't want that.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, maybe you use one of those laser ones. You have to verify. Just point it at the crack to verify the temperature.
They used to take the temperature of the food at the bar, salad bars, and, you know, buffets.
Wait a minute.
How did we get to salad bars from butt cracks?
I don't know.
How did you?
You did it. What do you mean you don't know? You did this. Torturing myself like an idiot yesterday.
You did.
Laying in bed, looking at my Pinterest page.
Oh, Pinterest. Okay.
Making myself starving.
Oh.
Starving.
Oh, yeah, because your Pinterest page is just full of food.
Yeah. I am the recipes. Only living man on Pinterest, I do believe. I haven't come across it.
It overwhelms me.
I believe that.
It overwhelms me.
Me or Pinterest or both?
Both, but in this case, right, Pinterest specifically.
Yeah. I use it for just, that's where I keep my recipes. If I see something that looks interesting, then I have all my boards and I have it there. But I'm going to be meeting up with my dad later this week, and we've got a little house and we've got to eat food. So I was looking at potential recipe ideas, things maybe I wanted to make, and I was starving to death.
Oh.
Like Monica, like that's the kind of thing you do, is you sit there and you look at food.
See the food, you're like, oh, I want that.
Punish yourself.
Don't necessarily want to make that. I want someone to just do it. I want a chef. just make whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone
looks at me. That's a problem. I want a chef, so go ahead and make that for me, Zach.
For us?
And as a bad parent, my daughter was starving too. She's like, all these pictures. She was sitting there with me.
Yeah.
These are making me hungry. They're making me hungry too!
And she's picking dinner? Out things. Dad, that one? No. That one? Right. No.
And we had just brushed our teeth. So
that
was not going to happen.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
If you need any sort of, advice or whatnot, let's say good morning to Not Beth. Let's see what's going on. Good morning, Not Beth.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
So we're having a dispute with the husband, and it involves the ex. So let's lay it out there, and let's see if people can help.
All right, so here's my issue.
Okay.
My husband likes to go out to lunch with his ex-girlfriend from high school. Now, they've been broken up and been friends before we even met, my husband and I.
Okay.
And my husband and I are both 29, so obviously it's been a while since high school,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's been a very long time. Mm-hmm. And so they don't have children together?
No.
Okay. So this is just a girlfriend from high school.
And a
they,
friend.
They go to lunch. No, no. That's all I need to hear. No, no. Done. No more. That's it.
So how long did they date in high school? I mean, they only dated in high school. So once they graduated, once they turned 18, they were no longer together, correct?
Correct. I mean, it was on and off through high school. So, but they just stayed really, really good friends.
Mm-hmm. And that was even before you. So you came into this relationship with them already being friends and them already hanging out and stuff, right?
Correct. Like my husband and I met in college. So
sure. There was which a bit of a at that time, that happens.
Yeah.
I had situations like that too. Female friends and
yeah.
you hung out with them and, oh, we're just good
a lot
friends.
Of us did.
Yeah.
Sure. A lot of us did. Then you grow up. And some things right. have to go away, uh-huh. like putting ketchup on a hot dog and hanging out with someone of the opposite sex when you're married. You're not allowed to do it anymore.
Well,
here's my issue, right?
Okay.
That she calls him and texts him almost every single day.
Right, because she's in love with him.
It's mostly about small talk, though.
What'd you say?
It's mostly about small talk.
Doesn't matter. She's in love with him. She is in love with him. Somebody's in love with him.
I feel like you just jumped completely off of a bridge just now, Zach.
I hear what you're saying, though. I would think, okay, so she's secretly still in love.
From high school.
Yes. If it is every day.
High school?
You said it's every day. Calling and texting
every day. Hang on. Let me see. All right. So not Beth. Is this woman single or is she in a relationship?
Single.
She's in love with him. Done. Case closed. I jumped off that bridge into correct
did.
River. That's where I jumped.
No.
You can't. You cannot do this
she's
as
single,
a grown adult who's married.
And she's calling and talking to him too often.
I mean, they just have this love affair over Stranger Things and other stupid Netflix shows. So it's mostly like small talk about the show.
No.
The answer is no.
And
I don't care.
I'm on the flip side because my mother... who is a single woman,
uh-huh.
had male friends that she worked with, blah, 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 that it was nothing ever more. And, like, we had that conversation as an adult.
Yes.
Like, Mom, is there anything going on with you and such? Or my aunt, is there things going on with you and such and such?
Uh-huh.
And they were honest with me and said there was nothing going on. So I think it's probably
because they weren't the one who was in love. It was the guy who was in love with your mom.
No, you said that your mom's flipping it.
Well, you said that she was, you know, she's single. And she's talking to a guy that's in a relationship. Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
Yeah.
And, like, but was it every day calling and texting?
I mean, I don't know how
See,
often.
I think that's the
but
thing.
But it's enough.
That's
it was enough key. For me to notice.
Yeah.
And for me to ask, especially when I became a grown up.
Life is about trying to set yourself up for success,
uh-huh.
and I feel like these are times that put you into the danger zone yeah. for no good reason.
They'll start talking about, you know, Netflix shows. Next thing it'll be their relationship.
Oh, Mike. Oh, 11. Yeah. Ooh, you know, yeah. and then the next thing you know, you're all making out like a couple of teenagers because you had three mimosas at lunch. No, you can't have lunch with an ex-girlfriend. And when it's just you're a grown up now. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way. Even if it was just a random woman, it didn't even date. I would feel very uncomfortable in my marriage
uh-huh.
if I went out to lunch with a random woman all the time.
Yeah. Have you met her before? I'm assuming you have.
I have. You know, it's kind of awkward because we're not really Facebook friends. When we meet at gatherings, she kind of stays away from me. So yeah,
right, because she wishes
so
she was
go.
You.
She has to go.
She has to go. Only girl in the world. Girl in the world. Only girl in the world. Girl in the world. When you're a grown up, We argue about two things all the time on this show, and there should be no reason to argue anymore. We should know for a fact you don't put pineapple on pizza, and men and women can't be friends. Fight me on it. Telling you. 540-774-9236. It just does not happen. Also have a major accident need to pass along. It is at exit 16881 northbound. Tractor trailer accident. Traffic is stopped. All northbound lanes are currently blocked, so expect delays out there. That is 81 northbound, mile marker 168.
sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We welcome back Not Beth, who is correct. Uh-huh. In this discussion.
Yes.
She is not happy with the fact that her husband, so he hangs out with an ex-girlfriend all the time.
Correct.
Right. And this, so this is someone where they dated in high school, which, you know, doesn't mean as much as a grown-up relationship.
It really doesn't mean anything in a grown-up relationship.
It doesn't matter. What? I don't care if they dated or not.
Well, the fact that they're hanging out so much.
I don't think that when you're married, I don't care, man or woman, there is no need to be hanging out with someone randomly of the opposite sex for no reason.
Maybe the daily conversations, but I just know too many people married, unmarried, singled, in relationships that have friends of opposite sex, like, that went to college here. So, like, for example, I went to Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. There's a very small African-American community there at Virginia Tech.
Sure.
And so a lot of those people are still friends regardless if they're in relationships with other people. Uh-huh. So they still hang out. So it may not be a daily thing, but it's still...
I think that's still different.
You can be friendly.
But I'm saying, like, if they lived in the same town, I could still see them going out to lunch or brunch once a week or whatever.
Hypothetically, Antoine, let me ask you this situation. Your girlfriend has a guy friend, and they go to lunch once a week together. Okay with that?
Yeah, at some point,
that
you have...
bother you.
At some point, whether it bothers me or not is one thing, but the fact of the matter is you have to be trusted in that relationship. You have to be secure enough in that relationship to trust that friendship.
But you don't want to set yourself up.
If that person's going to leave you, they're going to leave you anyway. Like, there's nothing you can do to stop somebody from leaving you.
It's kind of like the same thing with food. I mean, I'm trying to cut back on carbs and everything, but if I'm like hanging out in a bread shop, then I'm like looking at temptation like, oh, there's some butter. Oh, right. I needed some butter.
That says more about you than the bread itself,
but
though.
I'm putting myself in that situation.
You're setting yourself up for
failure. So are you strong enough to turn down temptation or not? That's what it comes down to.
Stay out of the bread shop.
You hope that you are. Bread shop. But at the same time, Antoine, there's no reason to go to Olive Garden right now. When you have that.
Well, like I said, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless.
And not Beth. Your man is going to Olive Garden.
She's not happy about that.
No, she's not. Text 52353. I agree. But here's Zach said it best.
I don't know if you wanted me to chime in at this point.
You can chime in at any time. That's because I'm sitting here going, yeah, she's amen. Like, you preach to the congregation.
She doesn't want to.
Zach said it best. When you're young, that happens. Once you're older and in a committed relationship, no. I maintain there's always one person that is in love with the other one.
And if
you're the person going, oh, no, absolutely not, then it's the other person.
Well, I also think there's an extra layer with the fact that she doesn't like the wife.
Yeah, now that's a different layer than just a generic men and women being friends.
If she can't communicate with the wife, at least let her know that, hey, I'm not interested in your husband. She won't even talk to her.
And she hasn't done that? Not Beth?
No. I mean, we've been married for 3 years and together for 5. And it's not like I don't trust my husband. I just don't trust her so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, sometimes it goes beyond trust. You can trust someone.
Yes.
But then you think to yourself, why are they, why? Just why would you do that to yourself?
Uh-huh.
I'm with you, Monica. If I'm trying to quit drugs, I'm not going to the cocaine store.
Ooh, I'm just here to look.
I'm just browsing the cocaine. No. 52353, you want to text in. Not Beth, I think you're 100% right. It's a tough decision to have, but I think she's in love with him.
Yeah.
And he's just too naive to see it or just being too nice or whatever. But he needs to respect his marriage. That comes first. It does.
Or invite her to lunch. Hey, we never go out to lunch.
We don't know that hasn't happened, though. We don't know that hasn't happened.
Okay. I recommend that lunch at the cocaine store can just, you know, just in case. But yeah, certainly.
And the other layer could be that he enjoys the attention she gives him.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. You know, we're all human, okay? Mm-hmm. So we do enjoy attention and being flirty and being wanted. Everybody wants to be wanted. So he's keeping her around so he can feel a little wanted. Oh, yeah, we're friends.
It's so many assumptions right now.
Mostly all correct. Again, no pineapple on pizza either. Mm-hmm. End of story. 5-2-3-5.
What do I do?
Lay down the law.
Yeah, talk to your husband.
Yeah, have that conversation.
Talk to her and tell her to go away. Have lunch with her and say, you better not come back around. And you,
please don't listen to Monica.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't recommend.
Monica said, put a potato sack
over her head. Do it at the Olive Garden because the knife is a butter knife.
Push her into a van.
Use the breadstick. Hit her with the breadstick.
Threaten her with a breadstick.
That's all. Don't do that.
I think you have to at least.
it all comes down to communication. Express your feelings.
Yes.
See where
yes,
it goes
do.
From there. And I would say, too, if y'all are husband and wife and you uh-huh. respect each other's relationship, then he should understand that.
He should.
And should understand that the marriage has to, certain things have to happen. If he gets super defensive and angry, that to me is a huge red flag.
I know.
Also.
And that's when you take her to lunch.
And stab her with a breadstick.
Oh, you just have a talk.
Well, it's like a limp breadstick. It's
no,
one
no
of
you
those.
Get one of the stale ones.
No, the stale ones can cut, man. Stuff up. Keep us posted on whatever happens for sure, and we do appreciate you calling in as well. Not bad. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Very challenging for men and women to be friends, especially if they've seen each other naked.
That could be true.
It adds an extra layer. Uh-huh. When you've already removed that layer of tension.
There's no pressure, yeah.
What's the point? Hey, remember when we used to be naked? Let's just take our shirts off and see what happens. Yeah, it happens.
Oh, Zach.
Well, then you have the flip side. Text 52353. My best friend since the first grade is a guy. He was my man of honor in my wedding, planned my bridal shower, and is currently planning my baby shower. It's totally possible to be adults and maintain friendships. That's from Alicia in Withville. I don't believe her for one second.
Alicia.
All right. There's always going to be a unicorn.
Uh-huh.
Still. It's just not. I had a female friend. We were the best of friends.
Right.
And it was the same thing. We never even dated. Antoine, never.
Right.
And then I had a girlfriend. And the girlfriend did not care for this female friend and said, I don't like this. Y'all spend too much time together. She's in love with you. Uh-huh. All this stuff. And I said, you are a psycho. I use the P word. Like, you're crazy. Ugh. And we broke up, and guess who professed their love to me? That woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a similar situation uh-huh. happen, too. Yes. Yeah.
I guess with me, with, you know, I had a psychology degree, so everything can't be so black and white. So with me, yes, it may be difficult for men and women to be friends, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of gray area. There's a lot of context. So it depends on what the contextual information is based around that friendship.
Nerd. Too many big words.
The world isn't black and white,
no,
guys.
It's true, but then at the same time, you got 1 billion people of the same gender as uh-huh. you, where you don't have to deal with that extra layer of tension or possibility. Uh-huh. So why bother?
Yeah.
That's why I never understand why people continue to fight with their exes. They always still have drama. They're like, meh, meh, meh. There's billions of people on Earth. Go hang out with another one. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to deal with that, and you shouldn't.
Right.
So yeah. don't. End of story.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
All this talk about men and women being friends. I'll tell you who can be friends.
Who?
Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
See?
That's a bromance.
They shouldn't hang out either then. Isn't one of them married?
They're both single.
They shouldn't hang out either.
They're both single. And having fun.
I don't think Brad is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, him and Angelina mm-hmm. did
he
end
was sleeping
it, yeah.
on the couch for a while.
You don't have to remember that. It's real ugly.
Because he's hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Well, I don't know. But
and
but Brad,
they're bonding.
They're bonding because they said Brad Pitt, he has a pottery studio.
Yes, I've seen that.
And so he invites Leo over, and they do pottery and sculpt together. Ooh. Yeah, it's so cute.
I like it.
And they have a serious bromance, and they said Leonardo, he always looks forward to, like, a date night with Brad.
Right.
Yeah, so the bromance is on and popping.
Okay, so, Monica, I ask you the question because I know there is no one more qualified to answer this question than Monica Brooks.
Uh-oh.
In the pottery bromance of Brad and Leo,
uh-oh.
Who's sitting behind who? When they're cupping the pottery, who sits where?
I think it's Brad behind.
Brad's behind.
Yes.
Leo's in the front.
Uh-huh.
Because Brad leans around. Does he say things into his ear?
He probably does. A little whisper of, you okay? You okay, Leo?
That's a nice ashtray.
Yes.
Boy, you got a nice ashtray. Yeah.
And Leo's, okay. I love this studio.
Why does he have
I don't
like
know.
This studio.
Leo DiCaprio does that.
I love this studio.
I don't know. That's just... Imagination okay. land.
Thank you.
Ed Sheeran. So he can't stand his neighbors. So what do you do when you're Ed Sheeran and you're rich? You buy the homes on both sides
you
of your house.
You buy them out, baby.
Yeah, because he has a $25 million home, mansion.
He's almost a billionaire.
He is.
Yes, he
you
is.
Forget how rich he is.
Just yeah. off of music,
and so you
too.
Think your home is that big? Can you really hear your neighbors?
You
know
don't
what I'm
want
saying?
To chance
you
it.
But he says his neighbors are annoying, so he decided to buy the home beside him. for $5 million and the other property.
A lot of times that happens with rich people is they get in all these fights with their neighbors because even though they have these big houses and they're not super, super close to each other, somebody's always doing millions of dollars worth of work on their house.
Oh, the helicopter pad.
Right, and helicopters make noise.
That's true.
I mean, you guys probably don't understand like I do the noise of your helipad.
If you watch the Wolf of Wall Street? And he was trying to land his helicopter.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
You have a neighbor like that?
I would do this.
Jamie Foxx said he got in trouble all the time by his neighbors for all the parties that he would have. So, obviously, he'd have like those big parties with Diddy and Whitney Houston, Bobby, people
control.
Would show up.
Yeah, I'd buy the neighboring houses just to prove that point. Mm-hmm. I'd do it too, if someone looked at me funny in the store, I'd be like, I'm buying your house. I'm kicking you out. Yeah, take that. Oh, this is going to be fun. This is like old times. Retro. Reboot is what this is.
Google!
Playing the original Google game. Let's get our players in, and we'll explain the rules to anyone that has never played before, like Antoine.
Like me.
I just handed him some paper.
Monica handed me paper. I'm like, what do I need this for?
Yeah, you need paper because you have to write down your answers and everything. So it'll be Antoine versus Monica. We say good morning to Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
All right, Sandra, who would you like to team up with?
I'm going to team up with Antoine.
Okay. She's going for the beginner's luck on this.
Hey, one. I'll take
see
it.
What's going on. So hang on for you. And that means good morning, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's going to be you and Monica, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Fantastic. So Monica versus Rob. Here's how the game works, Antoine. It's sort of like the Google game Warp Speed Edition, but just it's a little more chill. It's a little more conversational.
Okay.
There's more than one. And there's gambling, and we love gambling. That's one of our favorite things to do.
All right.
So I'm going to give you a popular Google search. For example, here's the first one.
Where can I find free?
Where can I find free? So start thinking about real live Google searches when they do the little autofill in. You will have 100 Mornin' Thang bonus points with which to wager. If you give me the number one answer to
where can I find free?
You will get double your wager. Anything else in the top answers will get you single your wager. Three rounds. Are we ready?
I am ready and locked.
I guess.
Okay, here we go.
Where can I find free?
Where can I find free? Mm-hmm. What do you think? So just you write down your answer and you write down your wager.
Oh, so I just write down one answer?
Uh-huh. Just write down your one answer.
Oh, it's not a list. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like the Warp Speed where it's 1,000 different things. It's just you're honing in on your one answer, the one that you think is the best.
And I can wager anything?
Up to 100.
Up to 100.
And you have to bet at least one.
Okay.
No bets of zero allowed. And just let me know when you're locked.
And all right, I'm locked.
Okay, Monica.
Where can I find free?
20 points on gas.
20 points on gas. Antoine, what say you?
25 points on tickets, like concert tickets.
Okay, 25 points on tickets. The number one answer is?
Where can I find free boxes?
Oh, people are always trying to get
moving.
People
moving. Boxes, yeah.
That person always seems so pathetic to me when you're in the store. Hey, do you have any boxes? Just go to the store and buy some boxes, man.
I used to go to the ABC store.
And they have boxes.
Yeah,
they do. But now they break them down a lot and they make you because they don't want to sit there and deal with people. Okay, no points there. Any points anywhere.
Where can I find free pallets?
Like those big wooden things. People like those too.
Where can I find free kittens?
Everywhere.
Where can I find free movies.
Okay, that's no points for anybody.
Close, though.
So
movies,
it is still close. Antoine, you have 75. Monica, you have 80. Round two of the Google game.
Did Ed Sheeran?
What do people want to know about our redheaded friend who just bought out both of his neighbors just to get rid of them? It's cold.
I am locked.
Cool.
Did Ed Sheeran?
All right, I'm locked.
Antoine, what'd you put and what'd you wager?
15 points for Get Married.
Okay. Get Married. By the way, you can also play along at home on this one. So text in your guesses, your wagers. Let us know how you're doing. Did Ed Sheeran get married? 15 points, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Monica.
Get Married 50.
50. Ooh. She's going big. All right. Number one answer is...
Did Ed Sheeran get married?
Double points for each of you. And that means lots of points for Miss Monica.
Did Ed Sheeran...
There's the rest.
...die?
No.
Did Ed Sheeran write Perfect?
Probably.
Did Ed Sheeran go to college?
No, he did not. That is double points for each of you. So we head into the final round. Monica has 180. Antoine, you have 105.
Okay.
Third and final round of the Google game. Complete this popular search.
Beef.
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 Just beef?
B-E-E-F.
Beef.
Beef. Beef. What?
Beef.
Why are you looking at Antoine?
Beef.
I'm locked.
I'm not.
Being judged for your fashion.
How are you locked so fast?
I'm apparently.
And it's 180 to 105, correct?
Yes, 180 to 105. According to the internet, something that I thought I looked good in, now I just look like a jerk, and I'm not allowed to wear it anymore. Sad. I like this.
Beef.
Okay. I'm
Antoine,
locked.
Go ahead. What'd you put? What'd you wager?
40 points for is healthy.
Beef is healthy. All right. Monica.
I thought about jerky, but I'm going beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. Okay.
70.
70 points on Wellington. All right. Somebody has the number one answer.
Beef Wellington.
How about that? Beef Wellington just...
She's back, baby.
They stay there. You finished your question.
She did. Beef Wellington. Here's the rest of them.
Beef stew. Beef jerky.
There's jerky. Yeah.
Mm. Beef stroganoff.
Sorry, Antoine.
I wasn't
no
close on that
you.
One.
Did not matter, but welcome to your very first adventure in the Google game.
How
congratulations
about it?
Oh, to man. Rob, the big winner. Being judged for my fashion. I'm just trying to go through life as a halfway decent looking individual.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you in anything that caused me to judge you.
Well, I'm in the offending wear right now. I didn't know it. I thought I was stylish. I thought I was like Bradley Cooper.
Oh, wow.
Who is being touted as the poster boy for all things that are horrible this fashion choice.
Wait, now you have to stand up so we can see your outfit.
Okay.
Because you have on a button blue shirt.
Yeah, it's mid-quarter, like, sleeve.
Yeah. Yep.
Look no further, my friends, because that style of shirt is called the Henley, and I am told the worst... Look at the title. The worst shirt a man can wear is a Henley.
Wow.
I'm wearing the worst shirt that a man can wear.
Really?
Right
now. I mean, why is that? It's just...
Is it...
Well, according to this, the Henley is straight white male mediocrity in pseudo-button-up form. It's as lazy as a t-shirt, but it swapped the relatable layer of sleaze that guys like Shia LaBeouf and Pete Davidson emit. I'm in with them!
Oh, you might want to take that shirt off now. Just go bare-chested the rest of the day.
The Henley is the Trojan horse of the fashion world, sneaking in bro attributes under the cover of gentlemanliness. It's what your crappy boyfriend wears to meet your parents because, hey, it's not technically a t-shirt, so you can't get mad.
Well,
without the crappy boyfriend, ignoring all the beginning part, it is kind of like the t-shirt that's not really a t-shirt.
I know. So I feel like I'm upping my game. It's not a t-shirt. It's like it's a t-shirt plus.
I think you do what you want. If it feels good, it looks good to you.
But I don't.
That's what you do.
Want to be all of those mean things that was said in this article. I don't want to be the worst shirt a man can wear.
So what? That's just one article.
Take it from multiple sources.
Very convincing article. I'm just saying.
I know. I support fanny packs, and people are really judgmental on fanny packs.
That is not a helpful argument.
Can I say something?
Yes, please, Antoine.
I'm kind of coming around on fanny packs.
Ha
ha! The more I see them out, like on TV and stuff like that, I'm starting to come around on
them. In the car, they're clapping right now.
they're
clapping on the steering wheel.
No, that was them banging their heads on the steering wheel.
Be careful.
It's different. That's not clapping.
So what is it, though?
I've seen like some fashionable looking ones. Not like the pink ones or like the cheap plastic-y ones.
No, they're stylish now.
Like nice fabric and stuff.
You're gonna wear a fanny pack.
I don't know if I'm going to, but I don't hate that anymore.
Walk the walk there, big mouth.
Ooh. I will. I'll find me an outfit. I'll put together an outfit.
Uh-huh, with a fanny pack.
With a fanny
How about
pack.
It?
Yeah, go for it. Go
How
put
about
your
it?
Little, I don't know, your coin purse and your sweatbands.
That's so exciting.
Whatever it is.
My hard candy in it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, judge for your fashion. It hasn't stopped Monica, who has been supporting the god-awful fanny pack for a long time now.
It's finally back.
So I guess, am I a jerk loud and proud in my Henley? I didn't think it looked that bad.
I don't think so.
It was pretty good.
I thought it looked fine, but now that they put that description behind it, I can't not see that description
anymore.
They should
have said all that. That was kind
of
harsh.
It does have one layer of confusion to it, because it is one of these do I have sleeves or not type situation.
Yeah.
It's sort of those three-quarter sleeves, and it's actually a little bit less than that. So it is one of those, look, man, you go wear sleeves or not. But I thought it was stepping up my game.
Mm.
I mean, this is a job where you can wear a t-shirt to work.
Yeah.
So I'm fashionable.
I know, and that shirt's for all seasons.
I thought we wanted to be Bradley Cooper. Now we're not Bradley Cooper.
I like Bradley Cooper.
I blame Lady Gaga. Okay. She ruined everything. That's what it was. If you've ever been judged for your fashion, were you given the side eye at work for something? 52353. Let me guess. There's a fanny pack text in there. That's why I got to hear that look from you. Is that what this is?
What?
I don't. I'm never coming around. Never. Why don't you get a pair of Crocs and just call it a
life? You're gonna find one that looks good, and you'll be like,
No.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three stories ripped from the headlines, and then I rip some words out, and you try to figure out what they are. Here we go. So we'll just create a scenario, and you tell me sort of what happens next. A woman is eating a slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
A stranger approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And says, blank. A, can I have a slice? B, pineapple on pizza is the devil. Or C, I'm vegan and I am offended by your pizza eating.
C.
I'm going A, because I want to know if that's possible.
The correct answer is...
Correct!
A. Antoine, you are right. Woman just sitting there eating pizza.
Uh-huh.
Stranger comes up and says, can I have a slice? She says, no. Stranger says, well, I'm going to stab you then.
Stab?
Oh, yeah. Well, cops were called.
Yeah.
And the woman was arrested.
Well, yeah.
You don't ask for a stranger for a slice of pizza.
You don't do that, but at least I guess he had a knife to slice the slice.
Two women. This is she.
Oh, okay. She had a knife to slice that slice. So
it's not her slice. Go buy your own pizza.
Yeah.
I always remember Danny used to always tell the story of when he lived in New York City and he was walking down the street and a guy asked for a sip of his soda.
Yeah.
He said, can I have a sip? He said, no, you can't have a sip. He said, but I'm thirsty. You can't have a sip of my soda. No, and you can't have a slice of pizza.
You can't do that.
No, move on.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Next. Charity event ruined when blank steals all the money. A cat. B. A bird, or C, a mime.
Yeah, that'd be funny. It's real quiet. But
I'm going with the mime.
I was going to go with bird.
Monica, you should have gone with your heart. It's the mime, baby.
Correct.
Yep. Mime put on this event, this little act, and was collecting all sorts of charity money.
He pulled the rope out.
Yeah, he used the rope.
The mime handed out flyers inviting locals to pay $1 to guess his identity with the promise of a $100 prize. When everyone thought he was going to climb on stage and do the big reveal, nobody could find him. He just disappeared.
He disappeared.
Yep. With the money.
He was gone.
He could have just stood there and put, a house around himself. He doesn't see anything. Blocked himself
off. But they would have seen him.
Yeah.
They should have thrown him in an imaginary box. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
You know what? We actually have audio from the mime.
Yeah.
I see. I understand his side of the story.
Last story. Guy hiding from police is given away by his blank. A, B-O. B, really high hair. That's like Bruno Mars hiding. Or C, farts.
I know this one.
Yeah, C.
I know this one.
Yep. That is correct.
Correct.
Yeah, I figured this story was right up Monica's alley.
No.
Guy's hiding from the cops, Clay County, Missouri, hunting for a suspect, and they found him. His hiding spot was given away because he just couldn't hold on anymore.
He has some nervous toots. He's like, oh, they're going to get me.
It's nothing worse. Look, gas is a human thing.
Okay?
It happens. It's science. None of us are proud of it. There is nothing worse than when you assume it's not going to be a noise-causing incident.
Make a sound,
And then it is, because it's just, you want to be that mime that throws himself in the embarrassing little box. And just, if I could figure out a way to mime myself away into the other direction, this is the worst.
Are you more embarrassed when it sneaks a sound or when you're doing something else and it sneaks out?
It's all bad, man. I don't like any of it.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.